choice. I think she's really happy with it, and it's a really wonderful school, good basketball program, and she really had a great experience there with the coaching staff, so I think she found a great place for her.
And how is she improving her game? Because it is improving. And, yeah. You know, from where she was as a freshman to sophomore year and now as a junior.
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple things I could talk about with Chloe, but, you know, a couple that stick out right here in my head are she got stronger. You know, you see her finishing shots. You see her taking contact more. She's just physically stronger this year. And, you know, I think one thing that you can't undersell is her leadership. I really feel like, you know, she's always been a good leader and she's always led by example. And you just see her leading in other ways and maturing. And so, like I said, she's improved in many ways, but those are definitely a couple I've noticed.
Well, in this team, of course, it's not all her. And then Kaba comes on this year and helps you from the perimeter. And at one point, I think she was something 65% three-point shooting, which is obscene. Still at 46%. So you got to be happy with Kaba's freshman season this year.
Yeah, she's been a nice addition. You know, she can really shoot it. I think last couple of games she's got 7 threes in the last 2 games. But I think the thing with her that's helped her, she's kind of expanded her game. She can not only shoot, but as teams started to get out on her and they see that, she had to put the ball on the floor and go to the hole, which she's been able to do. But, you know, a lot of these girls have been playing together since they were little. So it wasn't as big a transition for her to come up because a lot of those girls played in the summer and at youth basketball together and been in the same gym together for a long time. So they have a lot of chemistry already before people saw them.
Well, and then that we realized right away with Kaba is the fact that, you know, she's always got a smile on her face, fun-loving off the court. She is a bulldog when she gets on the court.
I know. She grew up in my house. I know she can be a bulldog. No, I'm kidding. And I know she's listening right now, so I'm sure she loved that. But, yeah, I think, you know, she definitely has a different personality. We got a lot of different personalities. She probably brings a little more. She's pretty loose. She smiles. You know, she sometimes it looks like she's goofing around on the court, and then other times it looks like she gets really intense. But I think, you know, it complements the rest of our team well, and we do have a lot of really neat personalities in the team, and she kind of meshes in there with the rest of them.
Well, they do all mesh together, and you kind of have to have that because you have so many good players. Not everyone's going to get their shots each night. Not everybody's going to get their points each night, and I think that's the chemistry has been one of the best things for this Marion basketball team, not only this year but the past years.
Yeah, I think so. We, you know, I think one of the things we're most proud of is they're really good kids. I'm sure a lot of coaches would say that about their players. But they're really good leaders and students. They're really good to each other. We don't deal with many issues at all with this team. They truly, you know, care for each other, and a lot of them hang out off the court together. But I think, you know, I've told a lot of people these kids will do well basketball. They will really go on. And if you're looking for somebody to hire somebody as a manager or anything else, these kids are going to go out and do really good things. There's some really neat, special kids.
Well, and, you know, people like Caitlin Smith and Mia, of course, mm-hmm. and Sophie Willette and Randy Wright, if they wanted to, if you wanted them to, they could probably score 12 to 14 points a game. But they just, I think especially Mia, because she's understood that, hey, I can get my 6 or 7 points a night, but do other things and just keep the team going.
Yeah, you know, I think we've had quite a few games this year where our starters have maybe played half the minutes. You know, we've played between 14 and 17 kids in quite a few of our games, and a lot of games they may have been out in the third quarter. So they have taken on different roles, you know, whether it's defense, setting people up, doing the dirty work, loose balls, everything else. There are 3, 4, 5 kids probably could get 10 a game in double digits, but, you know, with sharing the ball and a lot of kids playing, and I think the neat thing for them is they realize the team success is a lot more fun. So, you know, I think if you're struggling as a team, those stats become a little bit more of an issue, but luckily with our team success, these girls, you know, they want to win and they want to win together. So, every little piece of that works, but, you know, I think that's one thing, like you said, these girls, they've all kind of found their niche, whether it's coming off the bench, starting, you know, maybe guarding the girls' best player, maybe shooting, whatever it is, they're all kind of trying to find that and contribute to the team.
Well, you mentioned one difference, you're stronger this year. You needed to get stronger. I think that showed in the state tournament last year, and you accomplished that in the off season. The other thing, you're a little deeper this year. certainly. And you can come with people like, you know, Isabella Sade off the bench and Maddie Knapp and Ellie Harold and people like that. And they come in and they contribute very well.
They do. You know, and like you said, we probably had a 9-person rotation. You know, lately we've been starting Chloe, Mia, Kaba, Caitlin, and Randy Wright. But, you know, when you have Isabella Sade, Ellie Harold, Sophie, Maddie Knapp, those girls coming off the bench, we could flip our lineup and any one of those girls could be starters, and we've tried to sell them. I know when you tell that to kids, it always is a cool thing to start. I mean, I know as a player, sometimes that's one of your goals when high school is to start in your team. But honestly, that's probably been one of the things. The girls are unselfish. They realize that, hey, on a lot of teams I might start, but you know, every piece of that depth is, it contributes and makes us tough. So I really appreciate those girls, you know, for being team first and doing that for us.
Yeah, and one thing also, and I think it'd be great, and people listening out there, this is, you have multi-sport athletes up and down the line, and they're not just concentrating on one sport, and that's great to see, and you don't see it much these days.
We've talked about that a lot last 6 months to a year at Marion, where, you know, our size of school especially, we have to be willing to share athletes, whether it's our strength training programs, big emphasis of in-season, off-season, and working together. We've been meeting on that a lot lately. But yeah, I mean, two girls on our team have Division I volleyball scholarships, and they could easily, you know, decide to focus on that and go play. Like with Isabel saying, Caitlin Smith are good examples where they've stuck with basketball and stuck with us and really contribute our depth. But, you know, even with our own household, we've, you know, me and Kay are playing three sports, and it's nice when they can contribute to other programs and teams. And I think it starts with the coaches working together. You know, our coaching staff has been really good about sharing athletes, and we try to keep getting better. We've had our obstacles, but it really is a strength of ours right now. And I think if the players and the athletes see the coaches working together, you know, they're more willing to go out for things because they see that they're all pulling the same direction.
Yeah, and I think that's fantastic, and this team should be commended for that. And also, you got a lot out, too. You got quite a few girls in the program, so that says a lot, too.
You know, with how it's going these days, like you said, with all the options they have, you know, every kid that you have already has a busy schedule, probably. They might be going to a club volleyball practice after your practice, or they might be going to do softball hitting afterwards. Yeah, we're, you know, girls' basketball numbers in general are a little bit lower, but, you know, from our standpoint, we try to work with the kids and the other coach as much as we can to know that if you want to do it, you know, it's possible to do our sport and be successful and be able to do other things as well if that's your passion.
Well, you're kind of in the middle of a layoff right now. You've played earlier on this week, and now you won't play again until a week from today. So kind of how'd you go? That's not ideal, obviously. So how'd you kind of break that up?
Yeah, we're going to take a little time this weekend off, and even Monday, just kind of hit the weight room and then focus next week, Tuesday through Saturday, cause that'd be more like a 5-day week, like our normal, during the season aspect of it. So we got a scrimmage lined up with we had left with Iowa City West, which will be great. Get a little game situations in with them, get pushed. And then Wednesday night, the coaching staff will get to go up and scout our first opponent, whoever that may be, either Mount Pleasant or Washington. So that'll be good. And, you know, we've been trying to create game-like situations in practice, you know, things that we maybe couldn't do during the season, end-of-game situations we were doing the other day in practice, things like that, trying to keep them sharp. But I think the main thing for us lately has been keeping them healthy. We had a lot of girls get influenza A, and it kind of ran through our team. So we're thinking maybe in the end, first of all, we were kind of like, man, we really wish we would add a game during that time. Then girls started getting sick that last week, and we're thinking maybe this all worked out okay, where this will give us a little time to stay away from each other and get our health back, you know, going into the tournament. So
that's the one bad thing about hanging out together. Usually yeah. When one goes down, they all go down.
I know. We've really been giving the washing hands, drinking water, sleeping, not sharing food, speech a lot lately. They always look at us like, it's a broken record, but you know, we're trying to do everything we can control to make sure that doesn't happen. But you know, we have had some sickness and things here and there and some injuries, and we've overcome them, and that's I guess one thing about having a little depth where you can cushion that a little bit.
Helps out, certainly. And you get Mount Pleasant or Washington, Iowa coming up in your first game. You get to play at home the whole way. You're the top seed in Region 6 and 4A. And Keokuk or Fairfield on the other side, if you get to the regional final. And I've seen Fairfield, and they're a good bunch. Keokuk made the state tournament last mm-hmm. year, so it's not an easy road, but it'll challenge you.
Yep. And I think, you know, if your goals are set on trying to win a state championship and get there and then win games, you have to be able to beat those teams. And, you know, we know it's going to be a challenge. We have a lot of respect for them. We know they're going to be solid. But, you know, for us, we have to focus on, you know, things that we do well first. I know that's coach talk, but I think we got to focus on just playing hard, doing what we do and being prepared. But I think, you know, having to work a little bit in those games and getting pushed, if you can get through there, that only can help you for when you get to the state tournament too.
And also helping out, you play 18 conference games, but that only leaves you with 3 non-conference, mm-hmm. but two of those you play 5A schools. You play Prairie, you play Linmar. Did drop the game to Linmar at the U.S. Cellular Center, but those games help you out when you get to this point.
Definitely. We've tried to, you know, make sure that we've picked up, you know, those big schools, competitive games, for a reason. That's why, you know, not only are they close and they're good rivalry games potentially, but just because that'll prepare you. And then obviously our other non-conference game was a boy-girl doubleheader, because a lot of our parents really are pushing to try to get us to do more of those. And so, yeah, anytime you can find good competition, it only helps you. We scrimmaged Dowling and Springville and Jefferson over break. We scrimmaged Iowa. We did the Pride scrimmage with Iowa City West at the beginning of the year. So any chance we can get to try to find good competition, we definitely have tried to do that.
Yeah. And a great staff, I know, that helps you out, and should talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I want to make sure I do that. I really am lucky. I really have a blast coaching with these guys, and they work their tails off. Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, and Dave Messerly. And you know, those three guys have been fantastic to work with. They're hard workers. They're great for kids. They're great coaches, and they sure, you know, make me look a lot better because they do a ton of the work in practice and preparation. So not only get to coach with really good coaches, but also really good people and really good friends of mine.
Yeah, and you had pictures of cutting down the net after you won the championship. You got Dave on the ladder up there to cut
absolutely.
The net?
Absolutely. Yep, right. We got him up there. I was kind of a spotter. I'm not sure if I would have caught him or not, but yeah, it you know, it's really cool with Dave and Pete, you know, having the father-son combination up there. Dave has just been a really good mentor for us, and you know, he's done such great things at Marion and cared for kids for so long. So, you know, we have a lot of fun. We have a little bit mix of everything and on our staff, but we not only, you know, we had success, but it's when you can do it and work with people that you enjoy working with, it sure makes the whole ride a lot better.
Well, we're just kidding, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's listening too.
I know, and I'm just kidding, Dave. I'm sorry. Don't throw a 5-iron at me next time we're on the golf course. It's okay. or Pete to do that. or somebody from the Messerly family to come after me like that. But we were just kidding. And yeah, you got the taste last year. I know the girls wanted more, mm-hmm. and that's what they were left feeling, and that's the big goal, obviously.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, going to North Scott last year and winning that game, like I said, I think I said it was a monkey off our back. But, you know, I think once you've accomplished something, you say, you know, you can do it. We knew we could do it last year, even the year before. But when you actually get through that obstacle and then you get down to the state tournament, play Harlan the first round, actually, you know, you get to the semis. Now you're starting to think, hey, this is realistic. You can do it. You know, so I think the girls definitely have had that. That's not their only goal, and that's not the only thing they play for. But, you know, I think we'd be lying if we said it wasn't something that is the end goal, you know, as far as one of the big goals at the end for us to do. So I think that experience can only help them. And they left last year, and it was when we got back to school, I think that right after the state tournament, all those girls were just like, I don't know what to do with myself. I wish we could go back. You know, it was so fun, and I want to start right now. And so they definitely had the itch, and that's why I think you get through the regular season. It's a long season. Is to rest a little bit here and then get that fire burning again for that run.
Well, and it doesn't matter who you get. If you get down there, it's going to be eight good teams. So no matter who you get. So it'll be a lot of fun down there. All right, we'll let you get on the road. What's a basketball coach do when he gives his team the weekend off? He goes to basketball
games. That's right. So. Got to go help coach my son today in Ames, and then tomorrow help run a youth tournament. So I'll see the inside of the gym all weekend. But, you know, there's worse places you could be.
Absolutely.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Absolutely. And a great year for Marion, too, just all around. Starting in the fall with volleyball and football and cross country, it's just been a very good athletic year at Marion.
It has. I think that's one thing we've tried to do is really try to unify and support each other. It's been a great start. Excited today. Our wrestlers are wrestling, over at Jefferson today.
They've been so improved
this
year.
Yeah. They got fourth out of 16 teams in the WOMAC tournament, a couple champions and had a winning season of duels, and so excited to see what they can do today. And we actually had when you did the WOMAC bowling, that's the first ever WOMAC bowling tournament history of the conference. So kind of excited to see our bowlers do over there in the first WOMAC bowling meet, inaugural one. So excited for that.
Yeah. And then WOMAC, of course, it's been a while. So it's been about 3 or 4 months. So it's got to be changing soon. So it is. So.
Yeah, that's a whole nother interview. So
you lose two teams and
yep.
I don't know if you're going to pick up two. It might be all right with just what you got.
I think even amount is, typically the key. We'll be at 14 in a couple of years. And, if you had two that you knew wanted to come in, and then you'd probably entertain that. But just going
sounds
out,
like it's,
getting one would
nobody wants to.
Yeah, and if you get one, then you're stuck at odd again, amounts again. So, I think one of the keys is we're still going to be in good shape. We're always looking and got our ears and eyes open, but with the 14 team conference, we should be in great shape still.
All right, we'll let you get on the road. We'll see you down the tournament trail, and great regular season anyway for the Indians.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and talk some more basketball with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come after this on KGYM.
The best place to buy a Ford in Eastern Iowa is Marion. The Marion Used Car Superstore has more used Fords than anybody in Eastern Iowa. Nearly 200, yes, 200 used Fords to choose from. And during the Tax Time Special Purchase Sale Event, you can afford a Ford. The Marion Used Car Supercenter has 2015 Ford Fusions from $12,999. You can buy with only $189 down, $189 a month. That's incredible. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval. Get more for your tax refund at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Special Purchase 2015 Ford Fusions starting from $12,999. Buy Fusion $189 down. $189 a month, over 200 Fords, plus BMWs, Chevys, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas. Financing's available, and with guaranteed credit approval, everyone can buy over 2,000 vehicles, including over 200 used Fords. The Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Hey, this is Jimmy from Zipa. All you lovely ladies and charming gentlemen out there wondering, what do I get for Valentine's Day? Do I get flowers? Do I get candy? Hello? Flowers gonna die 2 days later. And then they stink if you don't throw them out on time. Candy, they're gonna rot your teeth. How about a Zipa? Oh, hey, wait a second. A Zipa could actually save my relationship. Go to Zipa.com. Zyppah.com. I'll be able to become more intimate and closer to my loved ones because I'm not keeping them up all night with my horrible snoring. Trust me, you want to get romantic this Valentine's Day? There is nothing more romantic than a Zipa. Go to Zipa.com. Zyppah.com. Now, I'll be sleeping in a bed instead of on a couch. Listen to me. Get a Zipa, get romantic, and have a beautiful Valentine's Day. Go to Zipa.com, Zyppah.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for $21.95 and earn 150 O'Rewards points. Protect your engine with Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
9:37, back with you on the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Going to continue talking basketball here. We're going to talk Linmar boys basketball with head coach Chris Robertson of the Lions. Linmar falling last night to Cedar Rapids Xavier in a doubleheader at the Xavier gym. And looked like a heck of a atmosphere there last night. Looked like a full house.
It was. It was a great atmosphere, you know, and that's the environment you want to play in on a Friday night. And they had a great crowd, Hall of Fame night, and it was electric. And unfortunately, we just weren't quite up to the challenge, but it was a great atmosphere.
Well, and but the guys, again, they played hard. From talking with you and talking from others that were at the game last night, and you can't fault the effort that they've given all year.
No, you can't. They play hard and they compete, and you know we just haven't been quite consistent enough. You know, throughout the season and throughout four quarters, a lot of nights. But we got off to a slow start last night, and you know, grinded back, got it close at half, and then came out a little flat after halftime and got down again. And then then it was just a grind from there, trying to play catch up. And, you know, they're an experienced team. They're playing a lot better than they were earlier in the season. And, you know, some of that, you know, experience, leadership that showed last night. But our kids played hard. They battle. You know, we just were a little short.
Yep. And well, and you take a look at that, and you've had good wins this year. The win against Bettendorf kind of sticks out as one. Pleasant Valley, Cedar Falls on the road up there. And then, like you said, the consistency, though. And that's what you get from a team that doesn't have, and you didn't have a lot of experience coming into the year.
Yeah, and we knew that coming in, you know, but we have. I mean, the nights we've been good, we've been pretty good, you know, to beat, like you said, Bettendorf, Cedar Falls, Pleasant Valley. Those are really nice wins. And then, you know, I thought the week we really grew up was that Pleasant Valley week. We beat them on a Tuesday, and then we went toe-to-toe with Senior at home on Friday night, lost by 4 or 5, had to come back the very next night and play Waukee, played them to a 4-point game. So, you know, I think our guys know that on nights we play well, we've proven that we can, you know, we can battle and play with just about anybody, like we did Tuesday night down at West. I mean, we went toe-to-toe for four quarters. We just fell short, but then there's been other nights where, you know, we aren't as consistent, we aren't as locked in, and we don't have that margin for error, and those nights turn into struggles for us.
Well, in the West game, I mean, that was a nip and tuck game halfway through the fourth quarter, and there haven't been a lot of teams that have been that close to West.
Yeah, I was really proud of our guys Tuesday night. I mean, we had come off a loss against Jefferson on Friday, and we challenged our guys pretty good after the game Friday night, just about, you know, a lot of little things. And they came back with a with a good practice on Monday. And then, you know, you go down to West, you don't know what you're going to get down there. And we got down early. I think it was 21-12 at the quarter. And then we put together a really nice second quarter, pulled it within 3. And then it was a little back and forth in the third. And then we were right there, I think 2 minutes left, about a 4-point game. And you know, they're just so good. It's hard. You got to be perfect down the stretch to beat them. But I was really proud of the way our guys competed and fought that night.
And it's a team, obviously. You take a look at what you had last year. Well, the first thing everyone notices is there's not someone named Bohannon on the team. And you're looking around the gym. You haven't found it. They've been around the gym, but they're not in uniform. So yeah. That's the first big change.
We'll try to sneak them in if we can. But yeah, no, you're right. I mean, we obviously, we lost Jordan, but, you know, we lost all 5 starters off last year's team that, you know, was 18-5, you know, got beat in the sub-state final by Cedar Falls at the buzzer. But, you know, that was an experienced team. That was a senior-laden team. And really, we only had, you know, 1 or 2 juniors that played a little bit last year. So, you know, we knew coming in that the experience piece was going to be a challenge. We just didn't have much coming back. And I think Reese and Tyler have been the two guys, you know, that had that experience, and that they've battled and they've competed and they've been good leaders for us. You know, and then our junior class, and then of course Trey, our sophomore, you know, the pieces they're there. It's just, like I said, we just have had a little bit of trouble putting it together and remaining consistent. And, you know, you hope we find it here down the stretch. But, you know, I, like I said, going in, we knew those were going to be some of our struggles, and it showed up. You know, especially nights like last night where you're playing a team with, you know, state tournament experience, a lot of, you know, 2 or 3 year varsity guys, that, you know, people take that for granted, but that does show up, and it does make a difference in those big games.
Well, you've had that over the years, giving it to people. So, yeah. You know what that's like.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you almost take for granted some of that leadership and those things that the kids bring, and That experience factor is huge, and especially in our league. I mean, there aren't any easy nights and nights off, and so you really got to rely on that throughout the season.
Well, and just as a temporary sidebar here, and for those people that were questioning Jordan Bohannon, you knew, I knew, anyone that had watched him the last 4 years knew that he was going to do pretty well at Iowa.
Yeah, I will say that's been enjoyable because, you know, all you heard was he's not going to make it. He's too small. He's too slow. He's what he can't do. But I think people that are around him and have had the opportunity to watch him play in high school, you don't get to be that good by just showing up and doing it. You got to be an extremely hard worker and highly motivated. And that's down the line. I mean, I remember when Marcus went to Carolina, you heard the same things. And people just don't realize how hard those kids work, how much time they put in, and how motivated they are. And Jordan's a perfect case of that. He uses all that, you know, all that negative talk as motivation. And he's having an outstanding freshman year. And I got to go down last Sunday and watch the Nebraska game, and just really, really fun and really happy and proud of him, and great to see him doing well.
Yep, and but as far as this team is concerned, you mentioned Tyler Vovas. He got a lot of playing time last year, and one of the senior leaders of this team anyway, and has put together a very nice senior season and good shooter, very heady guy, and certainly he, along with Reese Phillips out there, and Reese has been through the wars as far as football is concerned, going to play at Upper Iowa football next year, and so they've been kind of helping out as the two guys that did see the court last year.
Yeah, and both have done some really nice things this year. And Tyler, you know, was a guy that just, he has such a high motor, plays so hard, and it's been really nice to see him, you know, this middle and second half of the season. His numbers have really gone up, and he's playing with a lot of confidence right now. And, you know, Tyler's a really quiet kid. He's not a real vocal leader, but he really, really leads by example. And, you know, he's one guy that brings energy every day and every game. And it's been really nice to see him have a good second half of the season here. And like you said, Reese, you know, Reese has been through it. Reese knows how to compete. He's a, you know, a three-sport guy. And, you know, he brings so many intangibles to our team. He brings a lot of that toughness. And just, you know, some nights things that don't always show up on the stat sheet, but yet he does a lot of great things for us. And then they've been our captains and they've been our leaders. And, you know, I think they're doing a good job. And, you know, our young guys kind of feed off that and just kind of, you know, waiting for our young guys to kind of take over some of that leadership role as well. And sometimes that's a hard thing, but really appreciate what Tyler and Reese have done.
Well, and Dylan Hand, too. He's had a good second half of the season. He has a couple games where he gets that three-point stroke going.
He has, and he's starting to shoot it better here down the stretch of the second half. And but you're right. His leadership has probably been one of the greatest keys this whole season, because, you know, I know he's probably been frustrated a little bit with, you know, not playing as much early, playing a little more now. But he's always been a positive guy, great leader in practice, and I know our young guys really look up to him.
Well, and it's a group of youngsters. Of course, Trey Hutchison got a little bit of a sniff last year as a freshman. Now a leading scorer as a sophomore. And, you know, that's tough to put on a sophomore's shoulder like that with a young team, not a lot of experience. And here you go. Try to go out and score against this Mississippi Valley Conference like this.
Yeah, Trey's grown up a lot. I mean, he's very skilled, obviously, and we all knew that coming in, but you're right. I mean, to put that on a sophomore, like you said, it's one thing to have a sophomore when you got a bunch of seniors and maybe he's that, you know, second, third option, but he's been our guy. He's done a terrific job leading us in scoring, leading us in rebounding. He's just a real heady player, smart player, great passer, does a lot of things for us. And, you know, we've relied on him a lot down the stretch, and he's really been playing well and had some really big games. And he's going to have a really bright career.
Well, and then you got the good junior class. You got Nolan Ruff in there. Certainly Jack Gertson coming off the bench. Another junior, Cole Martin. And then and Jacob's done a good job this year. He's getting bigger and bigger. And so good junior group.
Yeah, we're excited about that group. You know, a lot of those kids obviously have seen play for a lot of years. There's a lot of potential, a lot of talent there. You know, Nate Annis is another one that's been a real pleasant surprise. You know, been our starter in the middle. And, you know, he's not 6'4". He's not oversized, but he really competes hard. And kind of we hit the flu bug a little bit here the last couple weeks with Gertson. He's been out. You know, he missed a full, I think, 7 or 8 days of school and practice and games. And so trying to bring him kind of back, but he lost about 10 pounds and he didn't have 10 pounds to lose. So, you know, that's been a challenge. But, you know, Nolan's done a nice job all year running the show. And he and Cole Martin have kind of shared that point guard position. And, you know, early in the year, I think we were really struggling with assist to turnover ratio. And, you know, we've really focused on that. And I think our numbers are starting to come around, a little more assists, a little fewer turnovers, which is nice. And, you know, some of those other guys, like you mentioned, you know, Jacob off the bench, he's been, you know, playing well. He's in a little bit of a slump right now, but doing some other things. And that's the big thing with a young team. You try to encourage that, you know, there's a lot more things out there than scoring points. You can be helpful in a lot of ways, rebounding, assists, just your intensity and those things. And well, we're excited. I think that junior group has a lot of potential. And when you couple that with the sophomore group coming up, you know, the future, I think, definitely looks bright. But, you know, right now our focus is on, you know, this next week and get through the regular season and then, you know, try to put it back together and make a nice run here in the tournament.
Well, it's interesting because this last week, most teams like ramp down at the end of the year. You're ramping up. Yeah, you're going the other way.
We got this NBA schedule this week. The guys are going to love it. You know, one practice and three games or whatever. But, yeah, it is. It's, you know, we had added that non-conference game with Waverly Shell Rock because, you know, we were short a game and we just didn't have a lot of openings to put it in. So we stuck that here on Monday night. So we'll have senior night Monday night against Waverly. And then we had two road games. We got to go to City High and West Waterloo this week. So our schedule's been crazy this year. I've never had a schedule like this where we have 13 home games and only 8 road games. And so we got two here to close out next week.
So next year you get the you get the yellow buggy and
hopefully one of those road games is going to turn into a U.S. Cellular game, so at least we won't have to travel. But it'll be a little bit imbalanced the other way next year.
Yeah, which happens in this game certainly, and the Waverly Shell Rock game Monday night certainly going to help. They're the AP number one team in 3A. They got Fife in the middle there, and they've only lost once this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously very good, and they're very well coached, and they've had some great runs here at the state tournament the last few years, or several years. And, you know, talking to Ryan last night, you know, they saw Waverly early in the year, and, you know, they're very good. We know that, and unfortunately their schedule must have worked out that they didn't play last night because they were sitting up in the stands last night, but fortunately we didn't show them too much. But we'll have our hands full Monday. I mean, Fife will be a load in the middle, you know, and with us being undersized, we'll have to be creative there and see what we can do there.
Yeah, and then going on the road to take on City High and Waterloo West, but two games that are winnable. They both have talent. Waterloo West especially. You take a look at the five they put out on the floor, and college teams aren't that big sometimes. Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, it's, you know, it'll take them one by one, but, you know, hopefully we'll be focused in and play well. And I think those are games we can win if we compete. And strangely enough, we haven't seen City High all year, and we'll see them Tuesday, and then we'll turn around and see them again Monday. So we'll play them twice within a week. But that seems like that's been the way it's been the last couple of years. We've done that with West Waterloo and Waterloo East. And We'll get a fresh look at them.
Well, and speaking of that, of course, we had the grand experiment on Wednesday, and everybody get along well at the Substate 5 meeting.
Yeah, I'll be curious. You know, I haven't really talked to anybody from the other substates to see, but you know, I think all the coaches agree. I think everybody's happy that we have some input. I think it's important that coaches have some input. I think we know each other, you know, better than just looking at a record. And letting the state decide. Although, you know, I think with the state picking the sixes already and putting you in your groups, to me, they've already done a little bit of that work on their own. And, you know, I know in our substate, a lot of what we talked about was maybe ways to give us more input, not just in our individual groupings, but on our side of the state. You know, because you got conference foes in other substates and people that maybe don't know as much about them. So we'll see how it goes, but you know, it's a first step, and ours went well. You know, most of it was pretty easy. 1, 2, and 6 kind of sorted themselves out. We had a little log jam at 3, 4, 5 with us, Clinton, and Pleasant Valley. And the interesting thing there is among the three of us, we had all played Pleasant Valley, and so we had the head to head component. But it went well, and I think it worked itself out about like we expected.
And where'd you guys meet then?
Oh, we had to meet at Berge's little little team room there at West.
So yes.
He was a gracious host. He at least provided Gatorade for us. So.
No donuts or anything like that?
No.
We'll talk to Berge on Tuesday and get that taken care
of.
Get that rectified. Well, in the sub-state, obviously, West is there. There's no doubt about that. But I think that you guys can get to that region, to that sub-state final.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if we play well, I mean, I think, you know, you got to take it one at a time. But, you know, I think it's definitely doable, you know, and like that's what we've told our guys. It's the best we could hope for at this point. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get those wins, you get one more chance at West and you'd be on a neutral floor. And, you know, at that point, you just go out and see what happens. But, you know, I think our guys know, and I'm sure everybody in our sub-state knows, you're going to have to play really, really well to beat them and maybe catch them on a night that they're not at their best. But, you know, we'll go give it a shot. We've been in that sub-state game as the favorite many times, and that's a tough one. That's a tough game to win.
It's the toughest game there is.
Especially when all the pressure's on you and everybody expects you to get there. So, you know, we'll hope for that opportunity.
Yep, and before that, a chance maybe to see Mr. Wieskamp down in Muscatine.
Yeah, I haven't seen him live in a long time. I used to watch him growing up playing against Jake's group, but haven't seen him in the last couple of years. But the numbers he's putting up are pretty spectacular.
Yeah, they're pretty eye-popping there. But you mentioned good things in the offing. I know you got a good sophomore group. Freshmen also doing very, very well in the Crandick League, too.
Yeah, both our freshman teams. I think that the Iowa City West, Liberty, and our two teams finished, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 there with, I think we had one of our groups had one loss, the other one had three. So a good freshman group. And, you know, our sophomore group's very talented. They have hit a little tough road here, but very, very talented. And I know we have some kids in that sophomore class that are going to contribute in big roles next year. So yeah, we are excited about what's coming up.
Well, and Trey would be a part of that group, obviously.
And Trey sticking around will be big.
Yeah. how about your staff? Give them a tip of the hat.
Yeah, I know I say it every year, and then, like Corby said, coaches say it, but I'm really fortunate with our staff. You know, all the way down to our freshman level with Josh Hankey and Brad Kester, a lot of good continuity there, and those two have done a great job with our freshmen over the years. And it's a grind, you know. They've got to do the 5:45 a.m. practices all year long, and you know, they do a really good job with our young kids. And then at sophomore level, Rob Shanstrom and Larry Gass continue to just be do a great job with those kids and get them ready to play at the varsity level. And then at the varsity level, I feel very fortunate to have, you know, Nelly and JP both. You know, JP played for us. Nelly's been around a long time, but they do a great job. And I can't thank the two of them enough for the time they put in. You know, we handle our scouts a lot like some of the college teams do, and they rotate the scouts and put in a lot of time and hours getting our scouting reports ready, and really help, especially a young inexperienced team. It really helps us lock in on certain keys, and I can't thank those two guys enough for all the time. And like Corby said, it's great to coach with great coaches, but also great people and great friends. And I'm really, really blessed to have the staff that we have.
Yeah, good guys. And Jordan's going to be a daddy.
He is. Getting close, May. So little girl coming our way. So it'll be fun.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Jamie will like that.
Yeah, it'll be a little battle between Jamie and Jenna. Is she going to be a basketball player or dancer? But it's exciting. Jordan's excited. He and Mary are really excited, and they're going to be great parents. So
yeah. And Monday night, senior night, and we'll be over there to watch you guys take on Waverly Shell Rock, and should be a very interesting game coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I haven't seen him much. You hear a little bit, but we'll get to work this weekend. But, you know, senior night's always a fun night, a chance for us to recognize our seniors. And so we'll hope for a good night that night.
Yep, and that'll be fun, and that will be getting underway 6 o'clock with the sophomores, and varsity will come after that. So we'll look forward to being over there on Monday. All right, thank you, sir, and we'll see you Monday.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up in the Coach's Corner right after this here on KGYM.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And guys, ladies love nothing more than jewelry, flowers, and chocolate. So here at Siegke Hoyt Jewelers, you get all three. How about that? The trifecta of Valentine's Day gifts. And at Siegke Hoyt, our diamonds are chocolate with our Levion Chocolate Diamond Collection. And just for Valentine's Day, we're giving you from $75 to $250 off your purchase of $499 and more. So let's go over this one more time. With any jewelry purchase of $499 or more, you get roses, chocolate, and $75 all the way up to $250 off. Sounds like a pretty good time to wow her like you've never wowed her before with Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, some amazing diamond studs, a diamond anniversary band, or the big whopper of all Valentine's Day gifts, the diamond engagement ring. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, and it's time for the trifecta of Valentine's Day.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. $2.90 to $2.14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
9:59, wrapping things up. Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Again, the schedule later on today, beginning at 12:30, we've got Iowa State women's basketball on 1600 AM. Cyclones will be at Kansas State. 1:15 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be Big East basketball for you from Westwood 1. 4 o'clock, 1600 AM, we'll have Iowa State and Oklahoma men's basketball from Ames. And then later on, it'll be high school girls basketball. 3A regional quarterfinal, Solon at number 10, Mount Vernon tonight. That will get underway at 6:45. And then at 6:30 on 1600 AM, or I should say after the Iowa State game on 1600 AM, it'll be Oklahoma City taking on Golden State. More basketball tomorrow. Monday night, we got boys basketball. We'll be at Linmar Lions hosting Waverly Shell Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids. ESPN.